Hello, my friends. This is Paul Drockton, and welcome to True Religion Radio, where we get to the truth of the scriptures and the early church of Jesus Christ. Now, I want to talk today about the temple at Jerusalem during Christ's walk on earth. Now, understand that the temple at Jerusalem was also known as Herod's temple because Herod built the temple. Now, Herod was not a Jew. As a matter of fact, he was an Edomite, which means he traced his lineage back to Esau and literally had nothing to do with Judaism. He converted later on in his life, purportedly converted early on, depending on which story you want to believe. And in the end, he did marry a woman who was Jewish. He divorced her, though, and ended up executing her and her son. But for the most part, he built the temple, number one, to link the Jewish religion to himself and to glorify himself, and number two, simply because he was trying to appease the Jews that he governed over. And the temple was a marvelous structure, and I can tell you that it was one of the wonders of the ancient world. Maybe not one of the big seven, but truly a wonder. And Jesus Christ visited the temple as a child, or I should say as an adolescent, right? And also as an adult. Now, basically, when he visited the temple as an adult, he proclaimed, this is the house of God, number one. Number two, you have made it a den of thieves. Now, why would Jesus Christ condemn the people but not the building? Well, because most people that went there because they wanted to worship God. Now, there's an important point here I want to point out to you, and that's this. The temple was operated by those individuals who claimed to hold the priesthood of Aaron. The priesthood of Aaron is the priesthood of the law of Moses. It's the law of the Mosaic law. And when they went to the temple, people basically brought money to buy animals for sacrifice. And in order to do that, they had to go to the money changers with whatever currency they had. And they had to convert it to Jewish currency. And this is where a lot of money was made. A lot of profit in the money changing. But there was also profit in selling people the animals that they would use to sacrifice. And so the leaders of the Jews, basically we'll call them the usurpers, because they got their religious position, literally, from Rome and served Rome and also served themselves. They grew extremely wealthy because of the business that they're able to conduct in the name of God. And this is why, Jesus Christ, you have made this temple a den of thieves. And then he also said that the day will come when there will not be one stone lying upon another in this temple. This temple is going to be leveled, and it was. Now, it's important to recognize that the temple at Jerusalem was directly tied to the law of Moses, period. And that the higher priesthood, which Paul talks about in the book of Hebrews, which is also known as the Melchizedek priesthood, didn't use the temple for ordinances. Jesus Christ ordained his apostles outside the temple. He gave the gift of the Holy Ghost outside the temple. And in reality, the people presiding over the temple never wanted him in it. And whether he went inside, I don't know. I know he did most of his preaching, though, outside the temple, or in the courts of the temple, like the court of the Gentiles. Now, the reason this all matters. So first of all, clearly, the temple at Jerusalem was for the lesser priesthood. It was to administer all of those sacrifices required by the law of Moses. And we know that Zechariah, the father of John, was one of those high priests that was permitted into the Holy of Holies because he held that lower priesthood, priesthood of Aaron. John held that lower priesthood, which gave him the authority to baptize. But when we start talking about the early Christian church after the Savior died, what happened is Jesus Christ told the Jews that the gospel is going to be taken from you and given to a nation that can bring forth the fruits thereof. And of course, what he was referring to was the Gentiles. Now, the Gentile nations refer primarily to those that were within the Roman Empire. And what we're talking about is we're talking about Asia Minor, which is Turkey, where there was phenomenal growth in the Christian church. We're talking about Greece, again, phenomenal growth. We're talking about Italy, again, phenomenal growth. We're talking about Gaul or France, right? Phenomenal growth later on. We're talking about Spain, right? And we're talking about those that pertain to the early Roman Empire. And that's where the gospel went after the death of Jesus Christ. It started with Peter basically seeing a vision to take the gospel to the Gentiles and then baptizing Cornelius and all of his household, which were not Jews. Now, this matters. Paul, of course, was called the apostle to the Gentiles. He was given authority to go to the Gentiles and to teach them the gospel. Now, as you read through the scriptures, you're going to see that the Gentiles were not permitted inside the temple. In the book of Acts, Paul tried to take some Jewish Greeks into the temple, and he was accused of bringing non-Jews, Gentiles, into the temple, and they tried to kill him. And he was saved by the Roman centurion that was over that area. But the long story short is Gentiles were not permitted into the temple, only Jews. Now, this is important because one of the things that Jews would do, and even those that purported to be Christian Jews would do, is they would tell the Gentiles, look, you need to get to the temple. And the only way that's going to happen is if you embrace the law of Moses. And so they told him, look, you got to get circumcised. You've got to do the other things required by the law. And if you don't do that, you're never going to get into the temple. If you don't get into the temple, you can't be saved. My friends, this was a huge heresy. And it led to a lot of the Gentiles that had converted to Christianity being deceived. And Paul spends a good part of his letters condemning those individuals that wanted to follow the law of Moses, simply so that they could access the temple at Jerusalem. Now, we know that the Gentiles never received any commandments to build any temples. They didn't build temples. And yet, we know that they were told that they were joint heirs with Jesus Christ and that they would share in his kingdom with him. But what were they commanded to do? Well, the apostles, Peter, James, John, told Paul, look, tell them that don't eat things that are offered to idols, things that are strangled, right? Don't eat blood. Don't commit fornication, which is sexual sin, any kind of fornication. And basically, those were the rules. They didn't tell them to get circumcised. They didn't tell them to make sacrifices at the temple at Jerusalem, because that was the old law. It was dead. When Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross, he fulfilled all those requirements. Animal sacrifice was no longer required. Keeping the holy days of the Jews was no longer required. It was all part of the law of Moses. The law of Christ is very simple. Paul said this. He says, forget the law of Moses. Remember, love your neighbor as yourself. For in that simple phrase, the entire law is given. And again, think about it. If you love your neighbor as yourself, you're not going to dishonor your parents, right? The first commandment. You're not going to dishonor God. Should I say the first commandment? You're not going to murder. You're not going to lie, cheat, or steal. You're not going to do any of those prohibitions that are in the Ten Commandments because of your love for your fellow men. So, long story short, the Gentiles were never commanded to follow the law of Moses. When it was introduced to them, it was a heresy, and Paul fought against it because he knew that it would ultimately lead to the destruction of the gospel of Christ and the obedience to ordinances that couldn't save anybody. And in his words, he said, look, I was a Pharisee after the strictest order of the Pharisee. He was taught by Gamaliel, who was chief among the Pharisees and also talked about in Acts. Guy held in high respect. He went about persecuting Christians because they were disobedient to the law of Moses. He had him cast into prison. And then he had that amazing vision on his way to Antioch and became the apostle to the Gentiles. This is Paul Drochten. The temple was destroyed, I think it was 64 AD, by the Romans. And literally not one stone remained upon another as Jesus Christ had prophesied, basically signifying the death of the law of Moses. God bless my friends and have a great day.